AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. New York State police closed a road east of Dannemora, where a prison that two men escaped from is located, to investigate a possible lead in their disappearance. The road is expected to remain closed through the morning. Residents are being told to expect an increased police presence. Barbara McCaslin lives in Dannemora.
I'm pretty well battened down as far as the cellars and my doors and things, so I feel I'm pretty safe.
Authorities have been questioning a civilian employee at the prison where the two escaped over the weekend, but they aren't saying what information she may have provided. Their first date was a horror film festival, and they grew closer after that, watching movies at home or playing board games with friends. But a former girlfriend of Colorado theater shooter James Holmes didn't want anything more than a casual relationship. Gargi Dada testified in his death penalty trial that she broke it off.
I had already told him in the start it would be a casual relationship, and I did not really feel much closer with him, so I wanted to break up with him.
Sound courtesy KMGH-TV. Prosecutors have said Holmes sent her messages saying he wanted to kill people, but she didn't take him seriously and suggested he see a therapist. The suspect in last year's killing of University of Virginia student Hannah Graham has pleaded guilty in another case, the molestation of a Virginia woman in 2005. Commonwealth attorney for Fairfax County Ray Murrow says Jesse Matthew used an Alford plea to avoid trial.
Basically, it allows a defendant to admit that the evidence against him is overwhelming, and he can plead guilty without admitting his guilt.
Sound courtesy WJLA. Stanley Cup Final, Chicago is tied at two wins each with Tampa Bay after last night's 2-1 win. This is AP Radio News. House GOP leaders are aiming for a Friday vote on the administration's trade measures. The AP's Jerry Boatlander reports.
The vote on giving the president fast-track trade authority, the ability to strike deals that Congress can only approve or reject but not change, is expected to be close, with House supporters currently appearing to be short of the votes they need. House Speaker John Boehner says they have momentum, but stressed there's a bipartisan responsibility to approve the measure.
So that we can continue to expand our economy and expand incomes in our country.
Most Democrats are opposed, fearing it'll result in the loss of jobs in the U.S. Right now, fewer than two dozen Democrats appear likely to vote for it. Jerry Boatlander, Capitol Hill.
Authorities say a shark was killed in a Florida traffic accident on I-95 near Oak Hill. Happened when a truck carrying four of the big fish in tanks blew a tire and ran off the highway. Sharks were being driven to an aquarium in New York City from Marathon, Florida. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.